Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You also wrote that for this process for you has been both bitter and sweet, and sweet to see the fruit because there's been an impact from just leaning in and praying and listening more, but bitter because you know your heart better in light of this vital prayer life. I just thought that was something that made me stop and look and listen. And I would love for you just to explain that reality for you, that it's been both bitter and sweet. You've seen fruit, but you're knowing yourself better in light of his presence.
Right. You see, if God's love is more real to you, if in prayer you're drawing near to God so that his love is not just an abstraction, but it's becoming a reality to your life, that's great. But you're also drawing near to a holy and righteous God. And so when that becomes not just an abstraction but a reality, you begin to see your sin. Just like Isaiah, he goes into the temple and he has a new experience of God's glory. He sees the Lord high and lifted up, and the angels are around him saying holy, holy, holy. So he's having a new experience of God's glory. The first thing he says is, "Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips." So you can't get near his love without feeling more cherished, but you also can't get near his holiness without feeling more flawed. And that's the reason why you not only get to know him, and you not only bathe in his love, but you also get to know your own limitations and weaknesses.
Oh, that is just downright beautiful. Well, I just have one more question before we wrap up. You know, I'm thinking, as I was prepping for this interview, I was thinking of some of the passages that compel me to pray. And there are ones like, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He confides in those who fear him. That just intrigues me to know. And that he would actually tell secrets to those who lean in and walk and honor him.
Yes.
And ask, seek and knock, that passage as well. Wondering if there are verses for you, Tim, that just compel you to just to draw near and bend an ear towards him.
Well, by the way, I like that one. Was it Psalm 25? Was it?
Which one was?
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
I don't remember the reference, but they're just ones that are in my heart.
I think it's Psalm 25. That's actually a very big one for me. It literally means that God confides. For those who draw near to him, he confides. He tells secrets, and it's he makes you his confidant. Mm. That's really pretty powerful. It really, really is. And of course, you know, there's, you know, the prophets, the Jeremiah says, if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart. And I don't think that means if you're perfect, because nobody would ever find him. Mm-hmm. But it just means if you make it a priority, if you really say, this is something I want, it's just like, you know, originally what my wife and I were talking about. Is if you decide, I've got to do this, I have to do this, there will be great fruit.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.